Ian, thank you so much for sharing in this time with us. And it's a delight to be up seeing you and chatting things over, remembering the stories of Kirkcaldy Baptist Church.
Yes, well, it's lovely to see you, and I'm glad you were able to come up.
Find my way. I'm
looking forward to hearing and seeing the celebrations over the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'd be great. What's your earliest memory of your time in the church? How did you come to be at Kirkcaldy Baptist Church?
Well, we were living in Bishop Briggs while I was doing my training in orthopaedics in Glasgow Royal Infirmary. In 1975, I got a job at Hare Myers Hospital, a consultant post at Hare Myers Hospital, and we moved over to Newlands, to live in Newlands, in Calderwood Road. Everybody we spoke to at that time, friends, all said, oh, you'll be going to Queen's Park. And we said, well, no, we'll be going to Kirkcaldy, which of course was just 10 minutes walk up the road. And we never regretted that.
Fantastic. What's your happiest memory? I know you have so many memories, but have you got a happiest memory?
Not of a specific incident. The happiest memory, of course, is of the friendship and fellowship of so many people, many of whom have moved on, of course, in one way or another, but quite a few of whom are still around in the church. So, that's our happiest memory.
Just the people around.
The people, yes.
What were the services like back in the 1970s when you started going? What was the pattern of them?
Well, they were very traditional, with the old one manual pipe organ in the corner of the building. I remember the old wooden benches being pretty well packed. At that time, the back of the hall, which opens up, of course, into the sanctuary, and which was called the transept, it was still being used for seating, so that at services there would be two or three rows of forms in there facing the pulpit.
Right, this is in the side hall, looking in the side hall. The two sliders up.
Yes, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
So that's my...
Was that Bert Alsop? Who was...
No.
Chris Brown?
No, it was actually... The church was actually in vacancy. The other thing I remember was sitting... We sat initially at the front, just beside the transept, just from the right of the door coming in. And there was a grand piano sitting there.
Was there?
Which, even at that time, Anne Clarkson and Margaret Pinkerton, they would sit there and play.
Really? A grand piano, just...
Yes. Right. So they'd be sitting just in front of us.
Just where the transept, where they
just inside... The first opening in the transept, yes.
Yeah.
And
would Margaret be up at the organ in the right hand side? No, they'd both be sitting down.
No, they'd be playing them together as they did.
Aye.
I remember being amazed at looking at Anne Clarkson's hands and the way in which she was able to play in spite of her.
It's astonishing, isn't it?
Deformed hands.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was able to do that right to the end.
Yeah, yeah. That was one thing she really wanted to do, was keep playing.
Yes. And the person who played the organ was Greta.
I've heard of Greta.
Greta,
right.
who had whose husband had been the church caretaker officer at one time.
Right.
So her husband and Greta, they had lived in the flat.
Right, right, okay.
For, I think for quite a long time.
Okay.
And I think her she had played the organ. Her husband had died and she had moved into a flat elsewhere.
Right, right, okay.
So, yes, these are my recollections.
Because the platform would be different at that point, wouldn't it, when you came?
Yes.
The pulpit would be up in the middle, kind of.
The pulpit was up in the raised bit at the back, above the baptistry.
Aye.
And then there was an enclosed
bit for the choir.
Area for the choir. Although there wasn't a choir, but there was still the enclosed choir area.
Right, right.
And the communion table was down
within that enclosed area.
Yes.
Right. So the choir wasn't there
in the
70s?
Wasn't functioning.
Right.
No.
Right, okay.
So we were in, the church was vacant, Bertalp, so would have been away.
He was a priest, it was Chris
Brown, yes,
wasn't it?
I don't know how long he was away, but I think it was probably a year or so after we came, after we joined, that Chris Brown came.
Right.
Yes.
Right, yes. Yes. Yeah. Anne Clark started a choir as well, didn't she?
And yes, well, Anne had the ladies' choir, yes.
Aye.
Which sang a lot at church events, but also travelled quite widely to sing elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You'll have seen videos, have you not?
I vaguely remember seeing one.
Right.
Of the choir, about 10 years ago, I think I saw a video of one that Rowan Hanvey maybe had or something.
Yes, possibly. And then for a few years she did Christmas musicals.
Concerts, that's right. Yeah, fair enough. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And I know that as a group also, Anne Clarkson and the Grahams and others used to go around to the small groups singing in different places as well. And, or is it about maybe through more of the 60s, 70s? I'm not sure.
Well, there was a Mains quartet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. With Ian Watson.
Ian Watson, George Calder, and two others.
I can't remember. Yes.
Were
you ever in it? Were you a singer?
No. No. I wasn't, no. No, I sang in the Christmas musicals.
Right,
yes.
right.